Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today on our show, we have my co-host Barbara here. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am. Hi, everybody.
Great. Okay. And for Psychic Night, and it's on the weekly, we have Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
I certainly am, and a big aloha to you.
Yes.
Aloha, Dale. Yes, I wish I were there. It's freezing here. I know. It's really wet. It's going to die down soon, I feel. A lot of people will be getting this shot. How do you feel about that, the vaccine that's coming out? Do you feel, would you say, I will take the shot if, say, they were right in front of you with the needle and the vaccine? Would you say okay, or do you want to wait?
I would want to wait for a month or two to make sure people don't die off or get allergies or, you know, because I tend to get allergies, so. I don't like to take any pills or any shots, so for me, I would wait.
Yeah.
Yes. How long do you think you would wait? A few months or a year?
Oh, God, not a year. I'd wait a few months, and if everything was okay.
I wanted to jump in and say something on that, because one of the people that we're going to have on the show in a few days is somebody who's actually taken the vaccine. And they say that the people who are taking the vaccine, they get a little sick, you know, the symptoms, and then it goes away. And, you know, so when we have Ron, she'll be able to answer some of the questions, which is good.
Yeah, but that's one person, Johnny. You would have to take hundreds of thousands of people to see, you know, how they feel, you know.
I know.
I'm saying, you know, if you want to take it, take it. But I would wait for me. How do you feel, Barb?
I feel like you, exactly. I would want to wait just a little while. I'm not sure. Just to get some news on how the people are reacting to it. Because already we have found that some people have had some bad reactions to it. But, you know, when they were giving out the polio shot or the rubella or the chicken pox. I mean, I had to go through chicken pox, but my daughter, when she came along, they had a vaccine, and I was shocked. I'm like, really? Wow, she doesn't have to go through chicken pox? Because you had to have chicken pox when you were young, or it would have been really bad if you didn't get exposed and you got it as an adult, which is way worse. So that's just how it was, and nobody seemed to be asking questions back then. Oh, well, is this safe with all these other vaccines? What do you have to say about that?
Okay. My question is this. How do we know that these shots cure anything? I mean, we don't. We don't know anything. So we have to take a wait-and-see attitude to see what happens, because it won't even work for a month. I mean, you have to get your dick shot in 3 weeks. You know? So how are you going to... If you have the virus, this won't eradicate it. What will do?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a two-shot thing, right? It's a two. So I didn't know you had to wait that long between the second shot and the first shot.
Yes, you have to wait 3 weeks. And
then it's basically quarantine. Right.
Yeah, then what happens? I mean, you know, at that point. That's why I'm taking a wait and see attitude. I mean, that's just me. I, you know, we're gonna still be like this in this world, like this with the masks and everything, for a while. You know, so, I mean, we're talking a year or so. So, might as well get used to it.
Right. And aren't you glad that they have all the plastic shields up and the extra protection? Because you know what? Even when the coronavirus is over with. That will even help us to not just get the common cold or the common flu, you know what I mean? And plus, like what you just said, that shot doesn't always work for everything. I mean, they have a flu shot, but they cannot guarantee you that you won't get the flu before the coronavirus because they said, well, it might be a different strain. So they need to get way more advanced with all the strains of the flu. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But okay.
I just got tested 4 days ago, and I was surprised it came back no SARS, no flus, and I was negative on the COVID. I was happy, but that's like for one day. I mean, after that day, then what? You know, I mean, you could run into somebody and get it. I mean, this whole
How about the guy you live with called your husband who has it? Right? Living in your house.
Well, actually, he went and took the test. It's been a month. He doesn't have it anymore. All he has is he's real tired all the time. And we're waiting for that to go away. But other than that, he's fine.
Mm.
And then
that's good news.
And Richard's totally fine, and I'm totally fine. So,
all right. Well, are you ready to take some calls?
Sure.
Okay, good. The first one is area 856.
856, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. See?
Hi.
That's where I'm from. And what part of Jersey?
Cherry Hill.
Yeah. Okay, the real good section. How can I help you, hon?
I'd just like to know what you see for me around getting a job and, you know, whatever's coming your – what do you see picking up?
As crazy as it sounds, are you going to a party or having a party for Christmas?
No.
Because I saw a lot of people surrounding you. And I don't know where that is in the future, but I see a lot of people surrounding you for good. Like there's a celebration going on. So I don't know where I am. But I see a lot of people that will be around you and helping you. And do you help or have you helped a lot of people?
Do I want to help?
Have you helped a lot of people in the past?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm picking up on that. I'm sorry, what was the other question?
So I'm looking for a job, and I'd just like to know about moving or, you know, anything that you see.
Okay, what type of work are you looking for?
Something to do with training.
With what?
Training.
All right. More specifics. The more specific you are, and Johnny, I'm going to ask you to tell the people to be specific. The more specific you are, the more specific I will be. So what do you mean?
Training, you know, developing training for corporations, training management.
All right. 3 months. Within 3 months or less. New job comes along, very high pay. You'll be doing what you want to do, and it will be successful.
Okay, good. And think about moving.
Where do you want to move to?
I guess it depends on the job.
Well, we won't know till you get it. Call me back and we'll look at it, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
A lot of Jersey people.
All right. Yep.
Johnny, you want to give out your number?
Yes. 516-531-9874. Okay?
Oh, no.
Did Richard come yet or not?
Yes, he is. He's here. He's listening.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Richard.
Okay. Huh?
What is the bird in the background? I keep hearing a bird.
Oh,
that's Barbara.
I know. I'm sorry. The bird. I'm going to cover them because then they're quiet. They've been so happy lately, and they have been noticeable. So I'm sorry. But as soon as I cover them, then they go take their nap. So I'm doing that now. Nap time, birdie.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Who do we have next, Tony?
Is area code 858.
Hello, okay. Caller. You're on with Psychic Gail Scheer. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. So great to connect with y'all. I'm a Texan, and my name is Janet. And I was wondering, it's pretty specific, I've been single since 2005, and I've really been waiting for someone to love and someone to love me and for me to love them. But I haven't found that person, and it's been since 05, so it's been 15 years. And I was wondering, I just feel like it may be around the corner, but I was wondering what you felt for me. How would you feel for me if that would be happening?
I was going to make a joke and say, get a dog.
good idea.
I don't want a dog.
Okay, bad idea.
Joke. I see a gentleman coming in, and there is a T in his name, like Tom or Ted. You don't know him yet. I don't think you do. And he's introduced to you by friends or friends of family or friends of that sort. And he's a good guy, and he does tech stuff, and he's highly intelligent. He's very nice, very sweet. I see you connecting with that guy. I also see a guy named George that would be connected to friends. So there'll be a period of two or three men that you may pick from in the near future.
Oh, how wonderful. Okay, thank you so much. And I was wondering, I know this is kind of random, but I was wondering, should I stay in Texas or move to San Diego? What do you feel like would be the best thing for me to do?
My question to you is, why do you want to move to San Diego?
Excuse me?
Why do you want to move to San Diego?
Okay, I lived there for almost 28 years, and my children are out there. All my girls are there. So
okay. That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's tough.
I
know.
If you can afford to move to San Diego, I would, because you'd be around your family. You'd be around your family, and you'd be around people who love you, and they'd be introducing you to people. So I would say San Diego.
Yeah, I would love to be there. I just, you know, it's kind of like pricey for me. But, I really appreciate you, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. All right.
You too, honey.
Thank
okay,
you
bye
so
bye.
Much for calling. What a
thanks, Barbara.
Yeah, to me, that'd be – oh, you are welcome. To me, it's a no-brainer, San Diego for sure.
Okay.
I love San Diego. I know it's expensive.
You know,
but that's for a reason, right?
I
want to
go ahead and give
out
the number again. I'm going to go ahead and give out the number again.
Okay.
516-531-9874. And you know, I love the way the callers have been today. Sort of so far, they've been very happy, very upbeat. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wish we were, but they are.
No. You seem upbeat to me.
No, I'm just a little tired. Other than that, we're okay. I'm just bored. I'm tired of being, you know, in the house a lot.
For a long time, a few months ago, I would see these commercials singing the song, and I didn't know it was a song. It was like, I'm alone in the house, I'm in the house bored. I'm alone, you know, and it was just like, that was what I mean, seriously, they got $1,200 from the government, and I decided, okay, at least I'll be productive. I'll make a channel. At least that way I can say helping somebody out, you know. So when that's what made me decide to make the channel, because I was just out of sheer boredom. But it actually wound up making something very productive out of it, you know. So, yep.
Well, I'll tell you, if I didn't have my dog, I'd probably go nuts, because my puppy is 5 months old. He weighs almost 50 pounds. He's a big boy. And his name's Lassie.
Wow.
And if I didn't have him, oh, I don't know what I'd do. Him and Richard. Let's say hi to Richard for a moment.
Hi,
yeah, we'll
Richard.
Put him on a bit. Okay.
Aloha. Hi, everybody.
Aloha.
Hey.
Richard
glad
is
to hear
our
you
friend.
There.
Yeah, a close friend of our world-renowned psychic, Dale Scheer. Very close friend, written books, just a great guy. I don't always want to point out your age, but I think it's quite fantastic that you're 92. And when is your birthday, Richard? August?
Yeah, we're Leos. We're in trouble, both of us. I know. No, I'm kidding.
You're going for something.
Richard, he wanted to know your birth date.
Happy 13 August. 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Lucky 13.
I know. I've always been lucky. Yeah.
Not
well,
for
when's yours?
It's not lucky for you, Dale?
Never.
No, 13 was not a good day this month here. No, we lost our sweetheart, Princess, German Shepherd. And, you know, we were all in tears. But,
on your own birthday?
No, not on my birthday. The 13th here this month.
His birthday is August.
This last Sunday. And, you know, losing a friend like that is heavy duty.
Okay,
very heavy
Let's move on.
Okay, sure is.
Aloha, everybody.
Right. Don't want to make Dale cry. Okay,
our next caller is area code 239.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're live with Psychic Dale Scheer. Go ahead.
Okay, are you there?
Caller?
Who is
it? Me? Hi. Caller?
Hi. This is
Hi.
Julie.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Julie.
And where are you from?
I'm from Naples, Florida.
Wow. That's a pretty area, huh?
It is. Today was gorgeous.
I don't want to talk about it. But I'm freezing. How can I help
you? Me too. It's like 55 degrees. I had to bust out the turtleneck or the sweatshirt.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to talk into the phone because I can barely understand you.
Break it up.
No.
Okay, now I got you.
I hope so. Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I have a nursing degree, and graduated a couple of years ago, and I've worked for a couple of years, and I have took care of my grandfather, who lived to be almost to his 106th birthday.
Wow.
And now, but yeah, he passed, and I have an interest in photography and art, and I just didn't know if you think that the photography is maybe something for me to pursue, or if there might be other form that I'm not interested in.
Do you have me on speaker?
Oh, yes, I do. I'll take you off. Okay, there. Is that better?
Yes. Yes, you'd be awesome at photography. You're really good. You'd like to take pictures of different weird things, things that most people don't understand. And, but it's pretty good. And you'd also be good at painting. And we also have Richard on the phone, who is he was a world-renowned photographer, and he is a painter. He also paints as well. So what do you think, Richard?
He's right here. You there, Richard?
Yes, I'm all of a sudden went dead here on the on the radio.
Sorry about that.
Blank.
Oh, okay.
She wants to be a photographer, and I feel she has a lot of talent. And also painter. Can you give her any pointers?
I just came back on. What was the question? I'm sorry. I went through
Never
a
mind.
Blank period there.
Never mind. We'll skip it. Yes, you're going to definitely do very well. So keep it up. Go for it. And you will make money doing it as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good for Naples, Florida. Thank you for calling.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great night. Happy New Year.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Oh,
thank you.
To you as well. Hey, you guys, I looked something up about Richard, and in 2027, he will have a birthday on Friday the 13th, and he will be 99.
Holy cow. Richard?
Oh, no.
I'm not around.
Oh, no, no.
I had to look that up.
That's not fun.
Let's do a special one for you, then. We'll do a real special birthday for you on Friday the 13th when you're 99.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I'll go out and do a pole dance for you.
Better start training now.
And he would. Okay, where are we?
Where are we, Johnny? Do we have a caller?
Our next caller is area code 360.
Hey, caller, it's your turn with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you doing today?
Aloha, Dale. This is Toby.
Hi. Toby's my
friend.
How
are you?
Fine.
Oh.
I've known
Toby.
I've known Toby from Hawaii. We met in an elevator. He was a caretaker, and I don't know what I was a psychic doing my thing. And we became best friends for like 30, 40 years. And how you doing, Toby?
I'm good. I'm handling the pandemic really quite well. I'm getting tired of staying home, but other than that, I keep myself occupied really a lot with a lot of things.
Well, it's good. It's tough to write a book, so that's good. At least it keeps you really occupied.
Oh, yeah, that and also my train set and just putting yourself in a state of creativity, being constantly busy because there's nowhere to go. There's nothing open.
And you have a train set? Cool. You do a train set? I love that when people have those and they it's like you put it together, different models, right? And you have your own big train set. I love that.
Yeah, and scale. My one whole complete room has one is a large oval and another is a sort of a wandering thing. And it's all over the living room. I mean, all over my bedroom. I've got houses and hotels and streets. It looks like a miniature world there.
Do you have this on social media where we could look at that?
Pardon?
Do you have that anywhere on social media where we could check that out?
I don't know. I can take some pictures and send it to you.
Yeah, I would love to see
give
that.
Give you a viewpoint of what just really is. It's all over my bedroom. It's really quite interesting. But
have you seen this, Dale?
No. Tell me you live.
What?
Where do you live?
Where do you live? What area?
You mean in Washington, Sumas, Washington. It's about 3 blocks from the Canadian border.
Oh. Richard and I are from Washington.
Pardon?
Seattle. Richard, who's on the line, we're both in Seattle. Seattle, Washington. I'm from there.
Oh, wow.
I'm the co-host.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seattle is about 2.5 hours from me, south.
Okay. Nice.
But I met Toby.
What?
He's quite, Toby's quite psychic. Met him many, many, many years ago.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in. What's your question, Toby?
Well, I'm not sure it's a question, but something really strange happened to me on Halloween. And a good friend of mine called me up and said, "Well, lucky you." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Well, as you know, this is a blue moon, which means 2 full moons in 1 month." And she said, "It has not happened, 2 moons, blue moons, since 1944. And I said, "What? Really?" She says, "Yeah." And she said, "Weren't you born in 1944? And I said, "Well, yeah." And she said, "Well, you know, you told me a long time ago that you were a blue baby. You were a premature baby. So I find it really, there is a return after 76 years of a blue moon, and it seems like that the reason that you were a premature blue baby is that you were meeting a timeline, and that's why you were premature." And I said, "Well, you know, I think everybody, you know, meets a timeline." But she says, "No, I think the reason that you were premature is that you had to meet the timeline, and that's why you were a little early." I thought, "Well, okay, whatever."
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Well, it
my
is
friend.
Interesting.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to go on to the next caller.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
You have a good night. Thank you for talking to me, and I'll send you some pictures of my train set.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you
so much, Toby. Thank you.
Aloha, sweetie.
Have
I
a
love
great
you.
Night.
Aloha.
Okay.
Aloha.
Our next caller.
He's from Hawaii, too, as well.
Yeah. Is.
Oh, psychic.
Okay. Our
well,
next
wait,
caller.
Before you do that, give out your phone number.
Sorry. The number is 516-531-98. 7-4.
Let's do 3 readings.
Hmm? Oh,
that,
yes,
tell
three readings.
Okay,
yes,
three psychic readings.
Okay.
Call in now.
And right. Barbara, talk to me for a moment so I get a little breath of air here.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. You know what? I found that so interesting. Did you even mention to Tony to call in, or did he just find you and see what you were doing?
No.
Or how long it
I gave him the phone number to call in. He wanted to call in.
Cool, but I liked his statement. I liked what he had to say. That is pretty interesting because Priscilla was premature and she had that blue thing where, you know, you have to get the bilirubin lights on for jaundice. She had all kinds of things. So it's kind of interesting. Maybe we all should look back about what was going on when the day we were born. You know, there's ways to find that out all over the internet, and it's quite interesting, isn't it?
The year I was born in 1947 was the, I don't know, the Area 51 and all the weird stuff
right.
that was going through space and that was the year I was born. Very strange, but that was the year I was born. There was a lot of
things
in 1947.
And I feel like my daughter was even telling me about that place 54 you just mentioned, and it was like a thing for a while because a lot of the young tweens were getting into all of the supernatural. It became like really trendy. It really did for that age group. And yeah, she was telling me all about section. It was section 54, they call it.
It was what?
What is it called again? Section 54?
No, no. Area 51.
Area 51. Okay. Yes. What do you think about that, though, Gail?
Probably where they had they captured some aliens or something. I don't know for sure. But what I found very interesting the other day is Obama was on television, and they asked him, did you ever find out or ask when he was president if there were UFOs? And he says, no comment. I thought that was really interesting.
Right. That means yes.
Yes, I mean, of course that means yes. Okay. So where are we?
All right. The next caller is area code 417.
Hi, caller. You're live.
Hi.
It's Psychic Gail Shearer. Hi.
Thank you for having me. My name is Linda. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi.
Hi. Now, what part of island are you on? In Hawaii.
Oh, Oahu. Well, not right this second. At the moment, I'm in Nevada. I wished I were in Hawaii right now, but Oahu. North Shore is where I...
Okay, I used to live there before, so.
Actually, you know, East Shore, you know where Punalu'u is? That's the exact area I lived in.
Okay, nice. I pretty much was on the Eva side, like Eva Beach area. So.
Northeast side of Oahu.
Nice. So I kind of miss it sometimes, actually a lot of times.
I miss it too sometimes. I don't miss the traffic. Traffic has ridiculous, and the pricing is as high as north. So it's like, but where are you from now?
I live in Florida right now.
What part of Florida?
Near about 45 minutes from Orlando.
Oh, okay. Oh, I heard they had a Disney World open there. Is that open?
Yes, actually, the last I heard it did open. I'm not following any of the Disney stuff, so, but I do know it did open. So hopefully it still is, but we'll see.
How's the coronavirus up there?
I don't know. I had it. I ended up getting it, but I don't know. I just don't think we're all, I think we're, how do I say it? I don't think anybody's not able to get it. I think you're going to end up getting it at some point. It's just, you just live your life,
yeah.
I guess.
I have.
You know, just make sure.
I'm not sure that I had it, but anyway, what were your symptoms?
Mine was pretty much like a headache, a tummy ache. I just had like maybe a fever one day. My husband had it for several days, but I've had worse flus than what my symptoms were. Other than my smell and taste, that was probably the worst part. Cause I was like, other people I might be around that they smelt somebody else that smelled awful. And I'm like, I have no clue what you're talking about, but you know, they're spraying around the office and I'm like, I didn't smell it, but, you know, I guess it's a good thing. So,
wow.
But now I do have my smell and taste, so.
Everybody gets it. How long did it take you to get over it?
The initial the initial part was maybe a week or less than a week, but then there was kind of like a residual of the taste buds and the smell, which took several weeks for that to go, to pass.
Wow.
So,
and you're okay?
So I would...
You're okay now?
Yeah, we're all okay now.
Good. Well, maybe we all need to go through it and then we'd be fine. I know Richard and I had something. We were not sure what it was because I had a sinus infection, but I was taking antibiotics and he was taking antibiotics and we both had similar signs, but not. I think he had a headache. I'm not sure. I have to ask him. I didn't have any headache. All I did was sleep a lot. And no desire for food for 5 days, which was good. I lost about 6 pounds. And then after I started to get better and better and better. So I'm fine.
That could have very well been it. Everybody that I've talked to had different symptoms, or some very similar and some just a little bit more than the other. But you could have very well gotten it, and that was your way of getting over it. So
I have a very immune system, so whatever it was, it went away after I got Sudafed and took it. That was fine.
Make sure you get a lot of vitamin D, C, and so on. So,
I'm perfectly fine. This is a month later. I'm fine. How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to see. I'm currently at a specific job, and I was just wondering, is this something that I'm going to end up staying at, or am I going to be moving on to a different job?
What type of work is it?
Which one, the first or the second?
Either or, the one that you're concerned about.
Well, the one I'm currently at is I'm doing sales. The other one, I guess I'm more or less like an assistant, but I guess I could be doing some sales.
Okay, when you're saying sales, what are you selling to?
Homes, but not real estate, more or less like manufactured homes.
Oh, like RVs and stuff like that?
No, like your single wides, double wides, those type of homes for that a lot of people in Florida do.
You should be making a fortune doing that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well. What was that?
You should be making a fortune doing that.
Maybe before COVID.
Well, I don't know. Like out here west, everybody is buying RVs. It's just like it's ridiculous. Everybody to get is buying an RV or wide or something. Just get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
You know. So if I feel you break sales, but maybe your company.
I'm sorry. You were breaking up there that I would be fine in sales.
Yeah, but maybe company.
What about this other possibility that may be coming up?
What is that?
Well, it still has to do with manufactured homes, but in a different, I guess something in a different light of it all, and with a different company.
I feel you better with that.
With the second company?
Yes. I'll keep them both for a while and see what you see what you feel the best.
I didn't quite catch. Nope. For some reason, our conversation gets broken up.
Sorry. I don't know what to do. It's our phone system.
Sorry. So you were saying, what were you saying the last part?
Do them both until you feel... You know, like something is different, and then pick the one you want.
Okay. Nothing stands out more than the other?
No.
Okay.
It'll all be good.
I'm just worried. It'll all be what?
It'll all be good.
Okay. Okay. Well, sounds good. I just wanted to see what you picked up on things.
Well, I see you making money. I mean, I know out west here, they can even keep the RVs and manufacturers' homes in stock, flying off the shelf. So go for it.
Yeah. So, well, I'll just keep at it then. So, well, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And you take care of yourself and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Okay. Happy
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Barbara,
yes.
I just saw the news today that 640,000 people were leaving California. And it's sort of at the bottom of the neck of my woods. It was Folsom, and I was like, whoa, but 300,000 people were moving in. And the reason that they were leaving is tax-wise and fire-wise, that what used to be $60 went up to $6,000, and all these people are selling their homes.
People don't like that, Dale, when people start flooding into their beautiful little city that is just so calm. That happened to my mom in Seattle. She said it just changed. Everybody started pouring into Seattle from California, and the traffic got worse, and it just was a boom. So this is now happening around you. Wow.
Well, actually, where I live in the small town of Minden, Gardnerville, Lake Tahoe area, it's pretty nice. Actually, they stopped people from coming up to Lake Tahoe for 2 to 3 weeks because they're trying to settle the place down so that just the COVID, and then they closed the restaurants and everything. So it's that way for 2 to 3 weeks, and then the governor opened it back up. But each little town is different. Like Reno keeps going up, and Gardnerville, Minden, we're fine. I mean, you can eat at any restaurant here and do whatever you want to do as long as you wear a mask.
Oh, that's good. Sounds like a great place to go to take refuge.
Yeah, it is. And I'm sure Huntington Beach is pretty much the same way, right?
Yes. Well, no. I mean, people are really congregating. I couldn't believe I drove by a gym and it would crunch. People were working out in there. So many people. I thought all these gyms were closed. I mean, personally, I don't want to go to a gym, so I don't check much. But I drove by that. I couldn't believe it. That's the worst place I would think to get corona is at a gym.
That's correct. Hey, have you heard anything about the Tom Cruise thing?
Yeah, I saw it.
And what do you think?
I think that, okay, he lost his temper, and if this was just a random thing that isn't always happening, okay, people do make mistakes. That was a hysterical yelling mistake, but hopefully he's not like that normally, where he's working with people and they don't ever know when he's going to explode. Now, that causes people to not be creative. That freezes people. So I did not like hearing that. It was disappointing. How did you feel?
I felt he was very right in yelling at the people about not wearing masks, but to the extent of him yelling and screaming like that was wrong. So he's got to learn to protect his temper.
Mm-hmm. He's got to learn.
Right.
And let's hope that he doesn't always do that. Oh, you guys, hold on. Somebody was yelling and screaming that same thing outside yesterday to a person here in my beautiful complex that has gardens to walk around and plenty of room for people. This lady was going off on another lady for not wearing a mask around the little neighborhood. And sometimes I'll run to the laundry room. I won't go in if somebody's in there without a mask. But I guess I better do it wherever I go. I mean, people are really scared right now because they say it's worse in California now than it's ever been.
Yes. Yes. It really is. It's bad. Nevada is, well, Vegas is bad because they let all the people in.
And then they shut it down, and now there's maybe 20% open in Vegas. But, you know, Nevada, up where we live, they're allowing people to ski. They're allowed, you know, you can't stay at the hotels or eat at the restaurants, but you're allowed to come up there and ski. But they're telling mm-hmm. everybody, stay away, you know, for a while. They're trying to clear this mess up, and it's very interesting that the president's doing absolutely nothing about anything. So, you know.
Yes. Oh, I have something to say before the next caller. I went to Mexico, and I know people were worried about that. 2 days ago, Kurt, who I visited there, who lives there, said that was the first day that they had no death. None. A couple of days ago in his city. Yep.
In Mexico?
Or in a big area of his area. I'm not saying all of Mexico. I have to ask him exactly what he was talking about, but in his city, Rosarito, no death at all. So that is really, I did notice a huge difference when I went there about the protection, how they're protecting their people than here. Huge difference, way better over there. And I thought that was surprising.
How are they doing it over there?
Every single place, they have a person at the door with free masks, with hand sanitizer, and somebody taking your temperature. Every single place. Here, I could go so many places, and I rarely see it. I rarely see the temperature. I'm talking convenience stores, pharmacies, grocery stores. Every single place is doing that.
That's the way it should be done. And if you want to get mm-hmm. rid of this thing, you know, and bring it down, and they're doing, you know, the only thing about Mexico, it's wonderful, but they do lie a lot about, you know, about who has what. So we don't really know.
All right.
That's true. Be careful, people. And out of consideration, if you are not believing in masks, just please do it out of consideration to ease other people's minds. We're all in this together. Okay.
That's
right.
Behind the mask is the fact that at least we won't catch colds. We won't get sick. It's wonderful.
Exactly.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Next one.
Right.
Okay.
Next one is area code 206.
Okay.
206. Hello. Thanks for calling. You're on live. Hi. Who's this?
It's Robin.
Oh, good. Hi, Robin.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and I miss you so much. This is one of my best friends from Seattle, you guys, and she said she may not be able to call in, so I'm so glad she was able to, because she loves us, and she's a big part of the show, helping, and just has done a lot and in support of us. So thank you, Robin, and welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I pulled over. I'm in a convenience store parking lot, and I'm excited to talk about, I have a new business venture and just talked to a trademark lawyer yesterday. I'm so pumped. I know it's going to be successful, but I thought, why not ask, you know, what should I be looking out for, or what do I not want to miss, or any advice would be wonderful.
Okay, Robin. What type of business is it?
Well, it's going to be kind of like a marketing hub, like almost like an Etsy or something like that, but more specific to kind of a 70s retro vibe. So anyone who's into vintage stuff, really specific, cool, like boogie vans and muscle cars and lowbrow art and fun stuff like that, they'll be able to come to my hub and find things really special on Kitschy.
Well, that's really positive. I see you, there's money backers for you. I see that there's people that will help you money-wise. I see that you will be extremely successful, and you will be selling a lot of weird stuff, which is kind of fun. You know, everything is going back to the stuff. Kind of weird. They have a television station that I've been watching. I can't remember. It's escaping the name of it on Roku. But Richard, Is Richard there?
Yeah, let me get Richard here.
Oh,
Richard,
yeah,
you there?
I'm here. What's the question?
What was the name,
yeah.
What's the name of the television series that we watch all the time on Roku?
You mean the two girls?
No. That television.
Oh, no. And he does.
Uh-oh.
Look at
I missed the boat here. Someone.
Okay.
Look.
We're looking for a show. We have okay, Richard, we have a caller on the line. She's coming out with a new business where she's going to be able to lead people where to get really cool, like retro from the 1970s, you know, like Airstreams, motorcycles, cars, you know.
Sure.
I'm thinking maybe you guys were watching the Antique Roadshow. I don't know. But, okay, the question is, Dale, what is the question?
Okay. The one where I watch Deal or No Deal, what station is that?
I think it's ABC, isn't it? Or is it?
No.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, are you staring at Roku?
Is that a question for me? No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robin, will you ask Richard to start telling him what you're doing? Okay, thanks. Doesn't matter.
Well, I think she was asking if it was in, it may have been queued up in your Roku, something recent she watched that may have to do with some kind of retro, vibey, weird something that you must have been watching on TV.
I can ask my husband. He will tell me if I can get up off my chair. You guys talk for a moment. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Robin, I think this
Barbara,
is an amazing.
Jonathan, I love you.
We love you too. Oh, Robin, this is exciting. And I even shot in one of the cool items that you're probably going to be able to lead people to, which is our Airstreams, and I shot in your Airstream, like a retro shoot, remember? And I just found those photos. I'm going to send those to you.
Well,
you,
and of course, I'm going to ask you to be one of the faces of my business. I've got everybody in mind who I want, and it's going to be like almost like United Colors of Benetton, but it's going to be the faces of, and then I'll tell you my name once I get the trademark. Barbara, you're going to shit yourself. Am I allowed to say that? It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
You're part of my think tank. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be so fun.
Barbara? Awesome.
The name of the television station is Pluto. Pluto.
Okay.
And I'm telling you to watch it. It's on Roku.
All right.
Do you have Roku?
That's what Jonathan and I were just talking yesterday about, trying to figure out if I do or not. So I will find out the weekend. Pluto.
If you don't know if you do, then you don't. You just buy a little machine and plug it in, okay?
No, I have one of those, yes.
Pluto is probably, it's a new station. And it has all the 70s show, like Laverne and Shirley, Deal or No Deal, all kinds of stuff, you know, that you're
love
talking
it.
About. That would be a lot of fun. And, you know, I am finding myself watching that station instead of watching the news, you know, more and more and more and more. And it's fun. It's really fun. So anyway,
great suggestion.
You're going to do great. So thank you so much for calling me.
Of course. Thank you.
So
thank
wait,
you,
she's asking,
Robin.
Is there anything? Wait, hold on.
Sure.
She's asking, is there anything
what?
She's missing? She's asking, Dale, she's asking, is there anything she's missing besides, but you're saying, okay, she's missing watching this show on Pluto. Is there anything else for Robin that she should do, watch out for, that you're seeing psychically?
That would entail a whole reading, honey, and she could call for a regular reading at 808-372-1816. 808-372.
Okay, Dale does this. And that was her direct line, and she gives people their full time, whatever that time is, and you can get a lot more pizza, a lot more details doing that. So that's after the show.
Okay.
She takes calls directly.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. I love you. I miss
you. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Talk to you very
Bye.
Soon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Thank you, Dale.
Hello?
Thank you, Dale, for that great reading.
Well, that sounded good. I had to find out the name. It was driving me nuts. The name of the, and I don't, I'm surprised Richard didn't know it. Because we've been watching it constantly. I mean, there's so many stations on this channel on Roku. It's unbelievable. And Roku, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Funny thing about Roku is, I've had it for 10 or 15 years, and I bought the stock at $40, and it's now $233
oh.
a share, and it's going sky high. They just put HBO on there and a lot of other things, so it's kind of fun.
I just got Showtime through them. I love Showtime. There's so many great shows, and so I got that through my Roku. I have an actual Roku TV, but Priscilla in her room, I got her the device. She plugs it in. So everybody who's listening, it's just like, if say if you have the Apple device, you plug that in, or the Amazon Fire Stick, you plug that in. This is the best streaming device, Roku, okay? You plug that in, or you buy the whole Roku TV, it's all built in. I've tried them all. I've tried all the streaming, and this one definitely is number one, and I'm not surprised that that stock has risen like that.
Oh, it's going crazy. It is going nuts.
The TV channel. There's three ways that you can do it. You can do it through Apple TV, you can do it through Amazon Fire, you can do it through Roku. And the reason they tell you Roku is that Roku is the subscribers. Roku has the viewers. And that's what they tell you to do is Roku. That's what the course told me to do was Roku.
Okay.
So,
that's the difference,
yeah,
Johnny, then, that we can actually subscribe.
You're forgetting one thing about Roku. There is no monthly charge. None. Zero. You just buy the device, which is about $100, and you plug it in. And you have about 50 to 100 or more channels, plus, you can get Netflix and Prime and all that stuff. It's wonderful, and they have all these free movies. Nothing can compete. You have Apple TV, which is it's terrible. I mean, that's the best I can tell you.
Yeah, okay, and also, though, let me add something. I know that for $25 to $29, you can also buy a Roku device. It's probably not, there's probably different levels. I got that for Priscilla because you're saying 100, so maybe there's a premium. Maybe there's different levels. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
she did get one for $25. So just for the people out there who can't really get one for 100, they also offer that. All right.
They have a stick. You can just plug the stick in, bring it anywhere you want to go and watch it in hotels and stuff. Well, are we almost out of time here?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's up to you. We can take another caller. I just need about a minute to do some screening. But it's up to you. I mean, if you want
to
take another caller, or do you want to end the dinner?
I'd rather end it.
Okay, good.
Okay. For the callers who are waiting, we have this hour. And that's it. So thank you, and please try it next time or call Dale directly at her home, or not her home, her business line. And could you give us that number, Dale, right now?
Yeah, it's 808-372-1816.
And that's how you book your private session with Dale. She's available after the show and all throughout the week. Next Friday, she'll be on again for your free mini readings. And we thank you so much for all those great readings, Dale. And we're glad you're doing well and you're healthy. And thank you, Richard, for coming on.
Wait a minute. I should say something. I don't think Dale is going to be on next week. It's Christmas.
Oh! You mean
me next Friday?
I think we should. I don't think December 25th is the day we should be doing the show.
Absolutely not. So we do it the following week.
No, wait,
okay.
It's the following week. Thanks for correcting me.
It's the following week.
Yeah, the following week is New Year's Day, but that seems like the day that everybody would be wanting to talk to a psychic anyway would be New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But I just wanted everybody to, you know, actually, they say it's interesting. They say the most common day, birthday, is in October. And it's usually because people were really partying around about New Year's Day.
Well, let's decide about New Year's Day at the time. But Christmas, absolutely not. Anyway, you guys, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Happy holidays. And have a good one.
Okay, right. Dale, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you as well, and thank you, Richard, Merry Christmas to you, and Johnny, and everybody listening, Merry Christmas. Johnny and I, of course, will be on throughout the week next week, but we will see Dale on New Year's Day, so get your questions ready for her, and follow us on our YouTube channel, because this show and all of our other shows will be on there for you to listen to anytime. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Life After Happiness. Go to our website and also go to Dale Shear's website, daleshear.com, if you would like to find out more about our world-renowned psychic who's amazing. All right, everybody, have a fantastic evening. And TGIF.
TGIF. Happy holidays. Good night, everybody. Good night, Barbara. Good night, Dale.